One of our classic road trip episodes.
Road trip.
Beep, 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 beep. Coming through. It's Linda.
I might have to interrupt the call if I see a bathroom, though, because I've been holding it for a long time.
Respect. Where are you headed?
I'm headed back to New York from Vermont.
Ooh, you were in Vermont? I didn't know you were in Vermont.
Yeah, my friend Holly, she is going to have a baby in a month, and she's also...
This was the baby shower.
No, she's, like, renovating... this is the same person, but she is renovating this cabin in Vermont, and...
You've talked about this friend before. She's the cool one.
The cool one.
Well, you
she's
have lots
the
of
architect.
Cool friends, but this one especially.
She's the best. We had so much fun. We, her father-in-law was in town, and so we were, we put some things together. We built some IKEA cabinets this morning, and, also just kind of chilled. Oh, shit. It's a bathroom.
Do it.
All right, Andy, I'm going to have you call me back in a few minutes.
All right, just text me when you're doing business.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Andy.
Oh, it's the least I could do for you, Linda.
I feel so relieved.
I cast a magic spell to summon a toilet right when you needed it.
I knew that would happen, too. I was like, he's going to call me the second I see it. I've been waiting. I also got some road snacks. I got a Bobo's.
What's a Bobo's?
A Bobo's is a peanut butter oat bar thing.
Never
and I got some
it.
Peanut butter M&M's.
Ooh, peanut butter M&M's are a classic.
Yellow.
They have stood the test of time. They hold up, peanut butter
M&M's. Oh, they have. Indeed.
Very good stuff. So did you have a great time in Vermont? It was a wonderful trip, I imagine?
It was a wonderful trip. It was so much fun. We got a little bit done. Her husband, like I was saying, her husband and her husband's dad was there. So they were doing manual labor all day. And her and I went and sat by a lake. And
classic gender roles.
Yeah. But then when we were building things, her dad was giving a shit. It was funny.
Classic gender roles.
Classic gender roles.
Classic gender roles again.
Yeah, whether you're building stuff or not building stuff,
you
someone will have
win,
something
Linda.
To say about it.
You just can't win. Someone's got some shit to say about what you're doing.
Exactly. But no, it was very satisfying because since she's an architect, she like designed the whole kitchen, so... We got to, like, put some of the pieces together, like the fridge and the microwave and these shelves. So she, like, you know, she built everything custom for the space. And
amazing.
To see how, like, airlock tight everything fit in was so fucking satisfying,
ugh.
Andy.
Ugh,
oh,
jealous.
My God.
Jealous.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And it's also got to be fun to be there for her getting to see it all come together after having designed it.
Oh, totally. Exactly. And her husband is, like, such a good... recognizer of that, like when he like put the microwave in, she like put the microwave in a shelf above the fridge with like a little door that opens up for it, so that it's like out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Very like appliance minimalism.
Yeah.
And so as he slid it in, he's like, "Oh, like that's so satisfying." Like that's really cool. You're
it
really
sounds
good.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, it was fun. And I feel very, 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 very refreshed.
Oh, I'm so glad. So glad.
We don't have any, like, there's not a working shower in the house, so we had to take our showers with a hose outside. So we, like, put a hose through the crawl space that was attached to some hot water source and had a nice little lawn bath.
I mean, honestly, that sounds great, too.
It was perfect.
One of the best showers I ever had is we were out building the cabin that my friends own out in West Virginia. So there was nothing out there, right? It was just a big empty property, and the cabin was still like a foundation with just like framed walls. But they, you know, they had framed out part of the cabin and then hung a big tarp over it to keep it from getting rained on. And there was a huge rainstorm. And so this tarp was just like a temporary tarp. It got filled with water, this big like balloon of water. And so we just ran out and poked holes in it and then, like, showered under this, like, big tarp in the rain. And it was pretty great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's fun. It's fun to bathe in weird places.
Yeah, and then on the way back, I saw this really cute little nursery on the side of the road, and I needed some cedar mulch, so I pulled over and got that there.
Linda?
Yeah?
I lost you briefly. You got some cedar mulch?
Oh, no! Yeah, I was just talking about mulch.
That's exciting. Get that good Vermont mulch.
Yeah. Well, now I can't hear you.
I'm just sitting here quietly.
This is a failure of an episode already.
No, it's great. So people tune in for. They love this stuff.
Yeah. How are you doing? Tell me about your weekend.
I'm great. I had a very good weekend. Lots of socializing. Lots of feeling good. I had a couple moments where, like, I just
felt... You've been doing lots of socializing lately.
Yeah, I mean, since all my friends are now vaccinated and it's permitted, I'm taking advantage of it, god damn it. So...
I love it. It just makes me a little jealous that I'm not one of those friends.
Well, you're very far away, but I told you, it's in the plans. We're going to come see you at some point.
Right. I mean, jealous, like, in a fun way, not, like, in a real way. You know?
Okay, I'll take your word for that. I'll trust you. But we've been doing that, and then I've been doing these, like, I got us, like, a couple fun little projects I'm working on, which I'm, like, unreasonably excited about. One of them, I'm not sure I mentioned this before, but when we did the garden in the front yard, we were, like, you know, dug up the whole front yard to, like, replace it with a garden in the fall, which I'm sure we talked about at length. And our yard is very clay-rich soil in our yard, like, just very heavy, clay-y soil.
Yeah.
And so... when we were doing that, I found a particularly, you know, rich vein of clay when we were digging things out, and I just kept a big bucket of this, like, clay-filled dirt, and I've had a plan for a while to make clay out of it, and then make some stuff out of it, and then fire it, and have some stuff that we, like, dug out of our front yard, basically, and I've been
cool.
making clay with it, and it's been so fun. It's been very rewarding.
That's amazing! How do you make clay?
So it's really interesting. Like, so, dirt is probably not very interesting. I shouldn't have led with that, because it's
very
boring.
It is very interesting.
Dirt, as we call it, is actually a combination of sand, clay, and loam. And all dirt is a combination of these three things in different quantities, basically. And loam is just organic matter that's, like, you know, in different degrees of broken down, right? Like leaves and stuff like that. Yeah, leaves and worm poop and crap like that. And so what you basically do is you just take the dirt, you put it in a big bucket, you fill the bucket with water, and then you, like, mix it all up. And the clay particles of all of these particles are by far the smallest. The little, like, clay particles are really tiny. And so they get suspended in the water really easily. The dirt sinks down, the sand, rather, sinks down to the bottom really quickly because sand is heavy. And the loamy organic stuff, like, tends to float to the top. It's like, you know, you get, like, this little film of, like, organic crap on top. And so you just, like, filter off the organic stuff, and then you pour off the... clay-filled water, leaving behind as much of the, like, sandy silt in the bottom of the bucket as you can. And you just go back and forth, get a bunch of buckets, doing that a bunch of times until there's not any more silt or organic matter in it. And then you have really, really, really wet clay, and you just put it in, like, a cloth bag, like a pillowcase or something, and hang it up and let it dry out to the appropriate amount. And then you got clay, baby!
Wow! That's so cool!
I'm very excited about it, and it's, like, it's a fun little project with some of our new neighbors that moved in new as of, like last summer, last fall. They moved in like, August or September or something. She is a ceramicist and has, like, a potter's wheel in her basement, and so we're going to make some pottery out of it, and it's a fun little neighborhood project. It's something creative. It's been very satisfying, and as I'm working on it, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's possible to feel good. I remembered it's possible to feel good and do creative things. I'm looking forward to it, so I'm having a lot of fun with that, basically.
How far away are you from Cape Cod?
Pretty far. I'm going to say 6 hours, probably.
Ew,
8 hours,
okay.
Maybe?
Just trying to figure out how to get my trips to join into each other.
Oh, they're not close at all. Like, in order to get to Cape Cod, I have to drive past you.
Right, got it.
So it takes me 4 hours to get to New York, probably, and then we have to go to Cape Cod, however far it takes, how long it takes to get to Cape Cod from where you are.
Anyways, no, the clay conversation is interesting to me. Yesterday, we were, like, on their dirt road, and... I was just noticing this, like, how the dirt in Vermont on a dirt road turns into this, like, perfect black, smooth sludge that, like, when it's dry enough out, it just looks almost like asphalt.
Huh.
And coming from Georgia, I'm used to the dirt roads being like red clay.
And dusty as hell.
Dusty as hell.
Dusty as fuck, and just like creates the biggest potholes that you've ever seen. So it could have something to do with how well they're like maintaining their dirt road, but yeah, it was just like I spent like a good 5 minutes talking about how like different this type of clay is compared to the Georgia clay, and everyone's like, "Cool, Linda, that's really cool."
Yeah, it's very interesting. Like, I mean, it's cheesy, but like, it's very interesting to me to do something entirely like on my property, my little like, you know, plot of land in Baltimore, like just dig some clay out of the ground. And one of my neighbors has a bigger yard and has given me permission to like dig a big hole and then do a fire pit firing just in their yard instead of putting it in a kiln. So if we might get around to that maybe this summer, depending on how things go and whether or not the other neighbors are okay with a, you know, 36-hour fire burning in the back of someone else's house, we'll see if the cops get called. But I don't know, it's like I was talking to Hillary about it, and I was saying, you know, people, we've had this conversation a million times, right? Like, what would you do if you didn't have a job? And some people are like, oh, I don't know. I need a job. I don't know what I'd spend my days doing. And, like, I would make a whole set of ceramics out of the, like, clay in our yard that I would, like, spend time refining. Like, that's exactly the kind of, like, dumb shit I would get into, and I'd be so fucking happy. It would be great.
I agree. It would be great. You're such a Renaissance man, Andy.
Well, I'm not good at any of these things. I just like doing them, which is fun.
Yeah.
Another example, we visited Hillary's mom in D.C. last weekend, saw her for a little bit, and she kind of is she collects little, like, she likes nice old stuff. I won't say she collects it. She doesn't have a lot of things. She isn't, like, you know, a hoarder by any measure, but she likes old, nice things, and will not get rid of anything old and nice, even if it has no purpose and no, you know, function in her life. Or no meaning to her specifically. She has this this old music box that has it looks like a bird cage, like an elaborate wire bird cage with a little model bird inside. And the music box just plays like bird calls, like bird chirpy sounds. And the way it works is like, you know, most music boxes are like, there's like comb style, like plunky guys where it's like plink, plunk, 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 and it like just plays it on a like cylinder with little notches cut into it so it like hits the right note at the right time. This one has like a flywheel, and when you like wind it up, it actually has a little like bellows, a little like air pump that it like pumps air through a whistle. So it actually like plays a whistling sound with this music box.
Whoa.
And the little bird like does a little like opens its mouth and like rotates its head, all like attached to the same mechanism. So it's
wow,
really complicated, like beautiful old like singing bird music box, and it like it needs restored. It's like kind of messed up, and like some of the pieces don't line up quite right. It's dirty, and like that's another example. I would spend like a week like taking that apart meticulously, cleaning all the parts, like figuring out what's wrong with it, putting it back together, and like restoring this like dumb music box for no reason. I would get so much satisfaction out of that.
Yeah.
Be a great little project.
That's also related to a thing we talked about yesterday. We're talking Dan, Holly's husband's dad, is a physicist, and we were in the car.
Cool.
And the window was like halfway down, and it started to do that thing where it's like whoa, 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 you know,
yeah,
like where you have like one window slightly ajar. And he was telling us that when that's happening, what's actually happening is that the car has turned into a whistle, and that the bigger the space, like the bigger the cavity, when that's happening and the air is coming through, the lower the sound, or like the lower the tone. And so you're basically just in a big whistle that's set to like a really low note.
Turns out it feels weird to be in a big whistle.
Yeah, it turns out. I thought that was really cool. I never knew that fact.
Look at that. Look at this serendipity. You're talking about clay. You're talking about whistles.
Yeah,
I'm down here
thinking
about clay, thinking about old bellows-powered flywheel bird music boxes.
That is so cool. But yeah, we met their next-door neighbor who has lived on the property his whole life. Like, his dad or grandpa or somebody bought the land. And this man, like, cleared the lot himself and then milled the lumber from the trees that he cut down and turned it into a house.
This is my dream, Linda. This is my dream.
I know. I'm telling you. And even built this massive, like, workshop on the back so that they can build other cool shit.
Sounds
and, incredible.
Yeah, it was really great. Really great to be around people who are doing things with their hands and not looking at screens.
Vermont is a magical place. We have casually talked about buying some land in Vermont with a couple friends, mostly for climate apocalypse reasons. Like,
yeah.
Vermont is going to be one of the only nice places left by the time we're, like, you know, 50, 60, 70, I feel like.
And, yeah, you're right.
So it seems like a nice place to retire to. And I expect that it's a pretty good investment in terms of, I think land's going to be a lot more expensive in Vermont by the time I want to retire than it is right now. And so
yeah,
we have been vaguely
definitely
talking with some friends about buying some cheap land in Vermont just as a thing to maybe have, maybe go camping,
yeah,
maybe do a little outdoorsy stuff.
Well, when you do it, put me on that bill. I'll buy some land up with you.
Send you an invoice.
I'll join that commune.
Oh, it's my dream. My dream, Linda, is to be the caretaker for a little commune in Vermont.
I mean, that dream is within your grasp.
I just can make a bunch of clay for people and then have people come and make things out of the clay and do a little workshops. It'd be great.
Oh my god, so fun.
Very fun.
You can have a little website factory.
It's pretty far from where my life is now, yeah. What else is going on, Linda? What else is new to you?
Other than that, nothing much.
And have you seen Mark yet? Is he still in Las Vegas?
He is still in Las Vegas. It still feels weird. Although I feel like I've gotten used to him not being around now. Like, I think the first day that he was gone, I felt like I was naked. Like, I was
right,
like,
very
what
jarring
do I do? Yeah. And now I feel normal. He's helping his mom with a lot of things. Like, since he's been there, he's helped her get a new roof. He's helped her, like, install all these lights in and around her house. And
that's great.
Fixed her internet up for her and stuff. So, yeah, it's like a year and a half's worth of household chores that he's helping her with.
Cool.
Which is great.
When does he return?
Tuesday.
Okay. Almost. You're almost done.
Almost
back
yeah
to Marky time.
Yeah.
I assume you took Lenny with you, or is he at a border somewhere?
Yeah, Lenny's in the back seat right now. Say hi.
Hi, Lenny.
He didn't move.
Lenny, you're a very good boy. I love you.
He is a very good boy. He was such a good boy all weekend. He did puke on the bed.
Oh, he can't help it.
Yeah, he can't help it. He was so sick last week.
Is he feeling better now?
I think we're almost over it. Like, I think he must have had a pretty intense stomach bug because he threw up, like, every single day for the last week. But dogs just be like that sometimes.
Oh, buddy. Oh, buddy.
I know.
It's
just
so
the way he
gets. It's so sad when dogs are sick.
I know, because I'm like, don't you dare leave me.
Also, because they don't understand it. They can't possibly understand what's going on, right? They're just like, oh, no. My life is bad now, apparently.
And then he got stung by something on his eyelid, so his eyelid was, like, all red and swollen yesterday.
Oh, Lenny, you're
he's just,
so
like, the most
beautiful
helpless. And then Dan's dad's dog, Milo. There's another doggy there, Milo. So there are three dogs in this house. It was so great.
This sounds like a dream weekend. I mean, fuck. You get to
I know
be around a bunch of dogs in Vermont, not looking at screens, putting together some, you know, very carefully planned interior architecture and house stuff.
It was the best. But yeah, so Lenny and Milo were, like, best friends and playing so hard with each other all weekend. But then they got in one little tiff last night where Milo sniffed at Lenny. And then Lenny went and, like, came and hid under each of our legs individually. And it was very, very, very cute.
Oh, buddy.
He's such a little wimp.
Oh, buddy.
But yeah, so I'm just going to go back into the old work week.
Mm-hmm.
And
back into the old website mines.
The old build some pixel farm thing.
Yeah, baby, do it.
Do that and.
Typing on a computer.
Yeah.
Is what we do for a living. It's very fun.
It's a lot.
I'd love to do
it. It's a lot. Yeah, it feels less and less natural the older I get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes me really, really, really savor the time away from my desk more.
Which is good. It's good to appreciate.
I appreciate it.
It's good to be,
yeah,
to not, like, take it for granted when you get to go to Vermont and hang out in an idyllic utopian situation.
Yeah. And I think that's what's hard about seeing kids that are already, like, glued to screens before they're of working age. Because you're like, You have no idea. Like, you're basically, in my eyes, you're basically retired right now. Like, you don't have to do anything.
Exactly,
you don't have to make money. Yeah.
I mean, it's so cliche, but youth is definitely wasted on the young. Like, we all took it for granted, and everyone does too, and it's so painful to see other people taking it for granted, but, like, yeah, it's wasted on the young.
I know. But, anyways, my sister had her 13th wedding anniversary this weekend.
Wow.
And while, speaking of kids looking at screens, my niece figured out how to, like, hack into my sister's iPad and send me a text.
Okay. Linda, did you drive into a tunnel? Linda!
Which... emoji, and then she said, haha, so funny.
Okay, so I lost all of that except for the emoji and haha, so funny. So why did she hack into the phone? What happened now?
To text me. So she hacked into it so that she could text me. Because, you know, she was in New York last weekend, and now she's, like, hanging out with her grandparents, and she had the iPad to, like, watch movies on and stuff, mm-hmm. and she figured out how to send texts from it, which was very, 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 very cute.
She was like, please send help. I'm not hanging out with you being cool in New York anymore. I'm here, you know, with the grandparents. Boring.
Grandma. Ew. Yeah. She loves grandma and grandpa.
That's good.
Always. Sorry, my signal keeps going in and out. I'm up here in the mountains.
That's okay. That's part of the fun. The other little fun project I've been working on is my neighbor's parents are having their 50th wedding anniversary in a couple weeks. And she likes printmaking and art and stuff, but, you know, has had a normal job for her entire career, and so only gets to make art when she has extra time. And she has a 2-year-old, too, so she doesn't get a lot of art-making time. But she snuck into her parents' house because they're away for the weekend. She snuck into their house and, like, you know, went over a bunch of their stuff from their wedding and made some scans of things, and we put it together into a cool screen print for her. And so I was working on that because I have access to Photoshop and know how to use it, and that was fun. It's fun to use my skills to, like, make art instead of other stuff. So it's
fun.
It's fun.
Photoshop. Wow.
Hi, Sadie.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Sadie. Say hi to Linda. Here, I'll put the mic in front of her. She immediately left. She doesn't like being messed with.
That's scary. Yeah, she's a very tender dog.
She's a very sweet lady.
She is.
You've never even met Sadie. This is ridiculous.
I know. I know.
That's something I feel like I'm going to do in this post-pandemic world. You know, obviously, it's not the same as it was prior, but I'm going to make a much bigger effort to see people in person. Like with
Absolutely.
You, it was kind of like, oh, we'll just, like, happen to be in the same city. And by that, I mean I'll happen to be in your city because you're never going to be in Baltimore, let's be real. You were that one time by total coincidence when we met each other,
right.
But it's not very likely. But, yeah, I'm going to make more effort to see people. I would just expect to see you at XOXO or, you know, in New York a couple times a year, but I feel like I'm going to make it much more conscious effort now.
Yeah, like make a purposeful trip of like, hey, let's go hang out and be together.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, like me and my friend Brett are doing that because we used to align our Minnesota trips so that we would hang out and then I'd go up and see my grandparents.
Yeah.
And he almost came with me to see them last time, but then he was like, I don't really feel like making the trip. And then this time, after the pandemic, he's like, of course I'm going to come with you.
Right.
Like, miss out on a road trip with my best friend?
There's
I don't think so.
Literally no option. It's not even a question.
I really do like what it has done for the way that I prioritize things.
Yeah.
It, like you said, no question. Like, I feel like my principles have shifted as a person.
Or maybe you're just, like, more aware of them. Like,
right, yeah.
You take less things for granted because maybe you don't get to see your friends for a whole year. Maybe that happens, you know? That could just happen to us. And it's not even that specifically. Like, anything could happen and you could not see your friends for a while. So.
Yeah. I do look back at pictures of me from, like, just over a year and a half ago, and I'm like, oh, so naive.
I do that sometimes too, you know, before you know, things happened in my life that were traumatic or awful, and it's like, oh, you had no idea, you idiot, you big bumbling buffoon. Hi, Piggy Dog.
Andy, have you cooked anything wonderful lately?
Have I cooked anything wonderful lately? What's the last great thing I cooked? I still make a lot of tacos. Tacos is a good go-to meal for us.
Ooh.
I don't know. I honestly, I have not been cooking as much. I mean, I basically haven't cooked at all, really. I've only cooked a couple meals since Day died a couple months ago because we had so much food sent to us, which was great.
That's right.
But also, we had to, like, prioritize eating that so it didn't go bad. And then, yeah, it's been hard to get back into the swing of it, honestly. But I've been cooking a little bit. I'll get back into it soon.
Yeah.
Yet another thing I would spend way more time and energy on if I had no job. I would just do nothing but cook delicious meals.
Yeah, I want to grill something tonight. It feels a little weird grilling alone, but maybe fuck it. Maybe I should just, like, go get a steak.
Do it. And, like, call your old neighbors over to stand out your, the old couple that you know across the street. And
oh, my God.
Eat some sausages or a steak or whatever and just sit outside for a little, bit, a little happy hour.
I could probably just invite myself over and be like, hey, Mark's out of town. Can I come be your, like, goddaughter for the day?
I'm sure they'd be thrilled. You are a delight, yeah. Linda. You are a gift to everyone you spend time with.
Thanks, Andy. You need to go. You're using wrap-up voice.
What'd you say?
I said, do you need to go? You're using wrap-up voice.
Wrap-up voice? No, I don't have to go. I don't have to go anywhere. I got nothing to do today.
Is it hot?
Trying to remember what I'm, it's so fucking hot down here. It's disgusting. I can't even really go outside. It's terrible. Walking the dog is awful.
That's why. When I said that I was going to be available for, like, the most useful parts of a Sunday where you should be outside doing things, and you said, oh, yeah, I'd love to record. I was like, it's either really hot or you, like, hurt your leg or something.
No, it's fucking disgusting outside. Today's terrible down in Baltimore. So hot, so humid. I don't want to be outside at all. Also, I have another podcast to edit all day, which I put off by doing all this socializing. So, gotta get back to that. I did want to ask you something I've noticed with this increased socializing I've been doing is I get exhausted physically doing it. Like, I just have to go to bed early after I've been hanging out with people or, like, take naps. Like, I feel like I was not conscious before the pandemic of socializing being physically draining and emotionally fulfilling, but physically draining. And now I'm very conscious of it. It's like I have so much less energy on a day where I spend a few hours hanging out with a group of people.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I really look forward, like, I love being with them. And then towards the end of hanging out, I'm like, I get to go to bed soon.
Oh, bed is so good.
And that makes me really happy. Like, the last two nights, we went to bed at, like, 9, 10.
You mean you and Lenny?
No, I mean, like, me and the
friends. Oh, right, you in Vermont. Okay, sorry, my bad. You in Vermont, right.
Like, we would go to our respective rooms and, like, okay, this was nice. I'm going to go be alone for an hour before I drift off into sleepy land.
That's the best.
It's been really good, yeah. Yeah, I also noticed that. I got dinner with a couple friends last week since Mark was out and experienced the same thing.
Yeah, it gets really exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss napping in the middle of the day sometimes when I go back to the office.
Yeah. You should just go home for a full one-hour nap and then come back to the office so you can work, like, a four-hour work day. A nice long lunch and siesta in between.
That's the way to live, right? The siesta culture is... I admire it a lot.
Yeah. It's needed.
It's needed. How much longer do you get to drive?
I have an hour and a half left, but it keeps going up because I'm assuming traffic in the city is getting worse. Whatever, it's fine. It's fine.
What are you listening to while you're driving on this trip?
I just listened to an episode of Unspooled about the documentary from 1991 or 4, I forget, of Hoop Dreams.
That's the, whatchamacallit?
Basketballs.
No, I know, but what's the name of the director?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember. He's a... Anyway. I know the movie. Sounds cool.
Yeah, so that was good. On the way up here, I was having a really hard time finding something that hit the spot. I think it's because I'm caught up on all my favorite comedy podcasts, and that's kind of what I'm in the mood for. So, if you got any recommendations for how to spend the next hour...
Oh, I got so many recommendations, Linda.
I need something funny.
Have I recommended Big Soft Titty.png to you?
No.
Okay. This is you and listener. This is like, it's very crude. So you got to be in for that. But okay. I think you can handle it. I think your constitution can handle it. It is these two comedians, these two Australian comedians that are a couple. and they are just uniquely deranged and very charming and hilarious. I would recommend checking out BigSoftTitty.png, spelled as it sounds. And
BigSoftTitty.png,
all
dot
one.
PNG.
And okay. The name says a lot about the vibe of the podcast. A particularly good episode. I mean, they're all. Once you start listening, you'll get a sense of it. But episode 149, Tom's Depressed or Has a Cold, I think is a particularly good episode. So
okay.
Maybe check out Tom's Depressed or Has a Cold of Big Soft Titty.
I'm going to ask you to do me a solid and just send me a direct link to that episode so that my driving hands can just go boop.
Linda, I'm going to do it. What's your podcast app of choice? What do you use?
I use Overcast.
Okay, I will send you an Overcast link then.
Oh my God, you're the best. This is friendship right here.
It's the least I can do, Linda. It's the least I can do. And then what are the good comedy podcasts I could recommend to you that I think you might like?
Yeah, I was thinking about like listening to the Michelle Obama book or something, but I'm like, I really just want to listen to people, be kind of crude and dumb. And
I would recommend Freedom, but they've been recording remotely because Lauren Lapkus is pregnant and doesn't want to be around other people, so.
I didn't know she was preggo. That's great.
Yeah, I think she's getting pretty close if the podcast is to be trusted, because she was pretty pregnant when she brought it up on the show, so.
Yeah. So the last episode or two of Comedy Bang Bang have been in person, and oh my God, the difference.
It's so
like,
much
I
better.
So
much better. It's so much worse.
Yeah,
Freedom is it's just Scott Aukerman, Paul F. Tompkins, and Lauren Lapkus shooting the shit. And they, over the pandemic, set up a recording setup in Scott's backyard where they were like 30 feet apart from each other. They had their own microphones. And so they were one of the only like good comedy podcasts that had that kind of like in-person energy.
I feel like Paul F. Tompkins just like probably lived in Scott Aukerman's house for the last year because he's in like almost every episode of Comedy Bang Bang.
But almost all those like... he's still remote though, because the rest of the people are remote. I think it's hard to do the remote and in person at the same time. But yeah, so start with BigSoftTitty.png. If you like that, you might just want to start, cramming the back catalog, because I love those two. It's Tom Walker and Demi Lardner, and Demi especially, like, she's just so funny, and her head is like, her brain does such interesting things with ideas and words, and it's very fun to listen to. She's a delight.
Awesome. Looking forward to that.
I'm going to send you that Overcast link, Linda, and I'm going to let you get back on the road and do your thing.
I'm going to eat these M&M's I just got.
Oh, you're living the dream. You're driving on a nice day, you got some chocolate M&M's, and you're going to listen to your first episode of Big Soft Titty. I wish I could be in your shoes, Linda.
Yeah! Live vicariously through me! I'm the best!
You're the greatest!
All right. Oh, so good to hear your voice, bud.
Good to hear you too. Love you, Linda. I'll send you that link.
Love you. Bye.